Welcome to today's market report. Weighing heavily on market sentiment were comments from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who reiterated the US economy, the world's driver, had a long way to go before recovery and would likely require more support to get there. He was backed up by the likes of Fed Vice Chair Richard Clarida, who said the US economy remains in a deep hole of joblessness and weak demand. However, more fiscal support looks extremely unlikely before the November elections, as Congress now seems to be focusing on the battle to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the Supreme Court. Adding to the woes was evidence of the slowing recovery, as PMI data showed US business activity slowed in September. This weakness wasn't confined to America, as the recovery of activity also stalled in Europe, with the number of new COVID-19 cases flaring up again. The impact of a second wave-related weakness does lead us to think that the recovery is under more pressure than previously thought, wrote in ING's note. For governments and the European Central Bank, this will be a wake-up call if they needed one. Investors will focus on the key German IFO Business Climate Index to gauge the sentiment in Europe's most economy later today, ahead of important weekly US employment data. GDP dropped to a low of 126.76 yesterday before rebounding to close little changed at 127.26. The price actions were in line with our expectations, swelling GDP could weaken further, but 1.2650 is likely out of reach for now. While downward momentum has slowed, it is too soon to expect a sustained rebound.
The UK Finance Minister Rishi Sunak is set to unveil a new wage support scheme later today.
It is reported, though, he has ruled out making it sector-specific. Too hard and fair to pick one area of the economy to help over another and then draw boundaries within it, he said. GBP USD caught a fresh bid wave on the above announcement, spiked to 127.37 session highs before reversing to near 127.15. Eurodollar risks a move to 116.30 ahead of 116 flat in the next weeks. According to FX strategists, the pair fell to 116.51 yesterday, the lowest level since July 27th, despite a better-than-expected German manufacturing PMI. It is currently trading near 116.60, representing a 2.3% decline on a month-to-date basis. The pair has shed more than 200 pips in the last 3 days on a broad-based US dollar rally. Apart from the German IFO, the current assets index is seen arriving at 89.5 this month, while the IFO expectations index indicating firms' projections for the next 6 months is likely to come in at 98 in the reported month versus 97.5 last. The dollar edged higher earlier today as concerns about global economic recovery given a second wave of COVID-19 infections prompted traders to desert riskier assets in favor of safe haven. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.